In primary active transport, integral membrane proteins are used to transport particles across the membrane against the concentration gradient. This means that the particles are moving from an area of low concentration to an area of high concentration. Now, for the cell to accomplish this, it has to use energy. So in the cell, energy comes in the form of molecules of ATP, and we're going to learn more about these a little later on in the course. So in this example, we're going to be looking at active transport, which is done by a pump in the cell membrane, which is known as the sodium-potassium pump. And this pump acts to remove sodium from the cell and bring in potassium from the extracellular environment. So the step-by-step process by which this pump works is sodium molecules will bind to the pump from inside the cell, but the pump can't do anything until it receives some energy from the cell. So when an ATP molecule binds to this pump on the interior side of the cell, the pump opens up to the extracellular environment and the sodium molecules are released from the cell into the extracellular environment. Once the sodium molecules are released, potassium molecules will then bind to sites within the pump, which will cause the pump to open to the interior environment and close off to the extracellular environment. Once this happens, the remnants of the ATP molecule are released from the pump, and it is now empty and ready again to receive sodium molecules to pump out to the extracellular environment again. In summary, the sodium-potassium pump uses active transport to move sodium out of the cell and potassium into the cell, both of which are against their concentration gradients. And to do this, the pump requires ATP or energy from the cell.